Well, this is Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live this night, day of September 2024, 2 days before the 23rd of Remembrance Observance of 9/11. My show earlier today on Revolution Radio, The Raw Deal, was all 2 hours devoted to 9/11. It will be posted later today on my BitChute channel, Jim Petzer. Also, put it up on my Twitter, at Jim Petzer. Meanwhile, U.S. and U.K. spy chiefs praise Ukraine's audacious Russian incursion, which has led to the decimation of 10,000 more Ukrainian troops. It's been a disaster. The heads of the British and American foreign intelligence agencies, that would be CIA and MI6, Saturday claimed Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia is a significant achievement that could change the narrative of the grinding 2.5-year war, as they urged Kiev's allies not to be held back by Russia's threats of escalation. Frankly, this is absurd. This shows a degree of irrationality virtually beyond comprehension. It's only explicable if the whole purpose is to initiate a nuclear war with Russia, which the West cannot win. Richard Moore, head of MI6, said Kiev's surprise August offensive to seize territory in the Kursk region was typically audacious and bold on the part of the Ukrainians to try and change the game, except it did not. He said the offensive, which Ukraine said it captured about 1,300 square kilometers, 500 square miles of Russian territory, had brought the war home to ordinary Russians. What it has done is inflamed Russian sentiment, antagonized Putin. So he's responding with much heavier weapons now, including the taking out of that, you know, academy where they were training. I mean, one of these bombs, a 3,000, had over 2,000 casualties, a single bomb. Meanwhile, U.S. Air Force F-35s demonstrate their ability to use makeshift runways close to the Russian border. You think that's going to pacify anything? Two F-35 fifth generation fighters tested their ability to operate from highways in Finland, marking the first time F-35s from the country have landed on a European highway. The deployment was carried out back on September 4th to showcase the Air Force agile combat deployment concept, which emphasized the ability to operate fighters from unconventional locations. Now, bear in mind, F-35s like F-16 are nuclear capable. And Russia has made it very clear that if they have a nuclear threat, they are going to respond. Meanwhile, and this I regard as especially ominous, France and Britain have lifted restrictions on Kiev's use of long-range missiles now. We had a report the other day that Russia has given formal notification to the U.S., to the England, to France and Germany of something in a sealed document. And I believe what it was is, if these long-range missiles are used against Russia, that will be a de facto declaration of war, and Russia will respond as such. I therefore believe these reports are lighting the fuse for a nuclear conflagration. Today, the 24th meeting of Ukraine's sponsors ended at the German Ramstedt Air Base. Following the meeting, participating countries announced new military aid packages for Kiev, as well as decisions on the use of transferred long-range weapons. In particular, France and the UK have fulfilled the long-standing request of the illegitimate Ukrainian President Zelensky and lifted restrictions on the use of Storm Shadow and Scalp EG missiles. Kiev is now allowed to use them to strike outside of the SVO zone and the Novorossiya region. Bad, bad news. Washington has so far refrained from officially lifting sanctions on the use of the 8 TACMS missiles. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin explained, Ukraine has weapons of its own design for strike deep into Russia. It's possible Kiev will be allowed to use American missiles at their own discretion under the guise of Ukrainian products. This is not good. Meanwhile, Colonel McGregor gives an urgent update about what's going on with Mike Adams.
I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown, and today we're joined by a very important guest, someone who has, I believe, incredible insights into world events. And if more people would listen to his words, I think that we would be a safer world by far. His name is retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, and he's the CEO of Our Country, OurChoice.com. We'll talk about that coming up. But welcome, Colonel McGregor. It's an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Hey, happy to be here.
Well, you are a prolific analyst these days, and I followed a lot of your videos. You are really up to speed. So let me just start out with breaking news. The nation of Turkey, a NATO member, I'm saying that for our viewers, I know that you're aware of that, of course, but a NATO member is now saying that they wish to join BRICS, which is the, you know, the Russia, China, Brazil, Iran currency settlement system. In your view, Colonel, what do you believe are the ramifications of this announcement?
Well, that depends on your perspective in Washington. I'm sure Washington will view this in almost exclusively negative terms. Your audience needs to understand that Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia got together and formed this, not necessarily an alliance, but a partnership with a strong economic content and a desire to ultimately build over time an alternative to the U.S.-dominated global financial system. Most Americans don't understand how we've operated since the end of the Second World War. We built a system that obviously was favorable to ourselves, which is not surprising and didn't bother anyone at the time because we were viewed as inherently positive as a force and an influence in the world. But it's taken the last 60 to 70 years to convince people that that's not really the case. We certainly damaged ourselves in Vietnam. I don't see how you couldn't, killing 2 million Vietnamese and turning the country into ruins. We then moved from that away from those policies of intervention and nation building, and we recovered somewhat, but of course that was largely thrown away after the 1991 Desert Storm campaign. We got back in the business of directly involving ourselves, using military power as well as financial power. And the way we use financial power is very, very straightforward. If you want a loan from the World Bank, we want you to adopt these policies. If you want to grow this crop, we'll have to approve it because we think you should grow a different crop. In other words, we were very, very intimately involved in the way economies were developed, particularly in the developing world. So over time, we became, in the eyes of people in the developing world, another version of their colonial masters. And that's why you've seen us recently tossed out of Africa. We've been tossed out of many places, although we don't give it much coverage in the media. And I think that's only going to pick up and worsen now because we're seen today as a catalyst for conflict. Wherever we go, we promote violence. We cultivate hostility as opposed to having been seen 80 years ago as this inherently positive force that wanted people to live free and independently on their own. I mean, even Harry Truman, who today would not recognize the Democratic Party, used to say, quite frankly, we don't care what the Soviet Union does or how they govern themselves. That's their affair. We would just prefer that they not be aggressive towards their neighbors. And I think that was the general view of almost everyone in the United States in the 50s and early 60s. And then we took a turn for the worst, in my judgment, and began.
And began, yes. Let me get him back here. And began.
Welcome to today's interview on Brightown.com.
At least 500 years. And they are they have a very martial culture. Their people are very proud of their past. But they are not necessarily inclined to dislike us or fight with us. And I would argue that you have something similar in Iran. Iranians have a much less martial outlook. I don't think the Iranian people as a whole are even remotely martial in their orientation towards military power. Absolutely not. Iranians have very small ground forces, couldn't move into any neighboring country and have much impact if it was a purely military enterprise. They are influential politically and economically, and that's where they have invested heavily. But most of their weaponry is purely defensive. The Turks, on the other hand, could put 2 million men into the field in the space of 30 to 45 days.
Wow.
And they're very ferocious fighters. And right now, our problems in the region stem almost exclusively from our unconditional support of Israel. And we have to remember that for many, many decades, presidents of the United States have supported Israel, but they have also set limits to what they would permit the various prime ministers of the Israeli state to do, because we have interests in the region. We want, or have wanted in the past, good relations with the Saudis, close relations with Turkey. We've ended up in this unfortunate no-win situation with Iran and Syria, and now increasingly in Iraq, because we built enemies in places where none existed previously. And again, much of this is attributable to our interventionism, but it's also attributable to our more recent unconditional support of whatever the Israelis want.
I think that's absolutely fabulous. Colonel McGregor, in my opinion, is by far the best commentator on geopolitical affairs in the world today. Meanwhile, RT is under fire, according to this report, and
that changed after an elite.
This is we're getting, of course, because of politics. Kamala let him go, and he killed my son. He actually drove over him 3 times. That was an illegal, absolutely right. So, you know, it's really heating up when we have the election so close.
Another episode of the DD Geopolitics live stream. I am your host, Sarah, and I'm joined by John and two amazing men who need no introduction, permanent deputy ambassador to the UN, Dmitry Polyansky, and Scott Ritter, who we haven't seen in quite some time. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us on Friday morning. How are you, sir?
Fine. Friday is promising, you know. Weekend is looming. That's good news.
Looming is not always a good thing. Scott, thank you so much for popping in. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. You're waiting for 12 noon. That's when the Department of Justice tends to release new updates. So, we'll see if I win the indictment lottery today and or if it will, hold over till next week. And hopefully never happen, because as I told the FBI in the many hours that they were in my home, I've done nothing wrong and I'm totally transparent. And, you know, don't leave my house without asking every question you have.
Scott Ritter is such a good man. Meanwhile, America's new nuclear war plan, is it time to panic again? Let's see. Here we have a moderator talking about
bringing people together above their ideologies, above their differences, and to say we have to create true peace now or we're facing thermonuclear World War III. And a year ago, I thought that was as close as we possibly could be. And I never would have imagined that we would have come this close now. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll open it up for Helga Zeppel-Rusch, who is the founder of the Schiller Institute and the initiator of the International Peace Coalition. Please go ahead, Helga.
Well, they're talking about how close we are to World War III, and we're all aware, sad to say. Meanwhile, Israeli protesters have brought Tel Aviv to a halt, demanding a deal to free captives. An estimated 750,000, I repeat that number, an estimated 750,000 Israelis have taken to the streets in one of Israel's biggest ever protests, demanding the government of Prime Minister Netanyahu strike a deal to free the remaining captives in Gaza. A record number of demonstrators comes a week after the Israeli army announced it had recovered the bodies of 6 captives from a tunnel in southern Gaza. By the way, I have said they were not killed by Hamas, I guarantee. They were killed by the IDF with the instruction of Netanyahu to make it clear how bad Hamas is, to further demonize Hamas, just as on October 7th. The IDF killed a whole lot of people in order to blame it on Hamas. Yes, these were Jews killing Jews. They do it. They're willing to do it. Their leaders have no mercy, no humanity, no scruples whatsoever. Family members of Israeli captives and group representing and blame the PM and his government for failing to secure a truce deal that would secure their release. Of course, he does not want a truce deal. How many reports have I had? He's undermining it. Meanwhile, Turkey, and this upsets me, Turkey blocks a flotilla with 5,000 tons of aid to famine-threatened Gaza. What in the world is going on here? Around 5,000 tons of aid bound for Gaza has been blocked by Turkish authorities, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition has said, with one of the group vessels stranded at the hometown of Hatus Parsa, waiting the approval to head to the besieged enclave. Freedom Flotilla Coalition has been confined to the Turkish port for more than 45 days, despite passing all the necessary checks to depart for Gaza, the group has said. The aim is not only to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza, but to raise awareness about the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave, which is on the verge of famine. So why is Turkey blocking? Absolutely outrageous. Meanwhile, mass protests in France after Macron speak Barnier as prime minister. More than 100,000, notice that's far less than 750, left-wing demonstrators were reported to have taken to the streets across France to protest President Macron's decision to appoint center-right Michel Barnier as PM, with left-wing parties accusing him of stealing legislative elections. The Interior Ministry said 110,000 took to the streets nationwide, including 26,000 in Paris, while one leading left-winger put the turnout across France at 300,000. In addition to in the capital, protests took place in Nantes in the west, Nice and Marseille in the south, and Strasbourg in the east as well. My computer is not responding here. Very peculiar, not expectable at all. Very, very strange. Momentarily to recover. We had just one more story at this point before we hit the break. Here we go. That story would be World Economic Forum finally tells the truth about COVID. It was a test of our obedience to the rapidly forming New World Order reported by the Gateway Pundit. Wow. They wanted to know how many people would comply with a complete reordering of their lives based on no science at all, just random orders, some of which bordered on absurdity.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, trimmers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Zerke, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all
I want to stay with this story from the Gateway Pund. World Economic Forum finally tells the truth about COVID. It was a test of our obedience. They wanted to know how many people would comply with a complete reordering of their lives based on no science at all, just random orders, some of which bordered on absurdity. I have long said that COVID was launched by design by a small number of people in the globalist predator class, for one reason and one reason only, as a beta test for the coming technocratic new world order. Now we've got the World Economic Forum coming out and all but admitting that was exactly why the COVID pandemic had to happen. The WEF gleefully posted the following snippet to the My Carbon page of its website, where they made a pitch for so-called smart cities, which is just another term for 15-minute cities. The first of the three developments that the WEF says must be in place before the world can evolve into its utopian vision of smart and sustainable cities is compliance with restrictions on our freedom, it writes. COVID was a test of social responsibility. A huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. There were numerous examples globally of maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, mass vaccination acceptance of contact tracing application for public health, which demonstrated the core of individual social responsibility. They were testing us. That's what COVID was all about. They wanted to see how many of us would give up our individual freedom and individual sovereignty by complying with a new normal that consisted of restrictions bordering on the absurd. Why, for example, was it safe to shop at Lowe's or Home Depot, but unsafe to shop at a small business or attend church? Why was it okay to go to strip clubs in Michigan, but you couldn't buy seeds for a garden? What the WEF is implying with its above statement is that in order to be sustainable, people in societies will need to be compliant with a new, more authoritarian global order. Don't ask questions. Don't resort to logic. Just obey. Wow. Very revealing. Meanwhile, new national poll signals Trump's ascendance and that Kamala Harris' joy is in cutting it. The latest national New York Times Siena College poll has Trump leading and Harris figured for a radical. A new nationwide poll indicated Sunday VP Harris has lost her edge and may soon lose a great deal more. The latest New York Times Siena College poll asked nearly 1,700 registered voters between September 3rd and 6th, whom they would vote for if the election were held today. 48% said they'd vote for President Trump, 47% Harris. With minor candidates included, Trump has a 2-point lead, 48-46. The Times suggested the result was surprising because this is the first lead for Mr. Trump in a major nonpartisan national survey in about a month. Statistician 538 founder Nate Silver suggested over the weekend these poll numbers are just a bit worse for Harris than the previous New York Times Siena National Survey in July and considerably worse for her in a series of battleground state polls that Time conducted in early August. The honeymoon is officially over, Trump spokesman Jason Miller told Politico. And Kamala Harris has been exposed as a radical left individual who owns the destruction of our economy and our border. It's clear that over the next few weeks, Harris will have to do more than campaign on joy and anti-Trump attacks. Whereas only 12% of respondents said they needed to learn more about Trump, 31% said the same about Harris, 63% specified they'd like to know more about her policies and plans. While voters appear keen to know more about Harris' agenda, prominent Democrats have suggested in recent weeks their candidate should continue to ignore the nitty-gritty and focus instead on vibes. Representative Ann Kuster of New Hampshire, chairwoman of the New Democrat Coalition, told CNN, "I don't think there's a real strong reason for her to try to weed out any points of view right now. Secrecy may not, however, constitute a winning strategy." "I don't know what Kamala's plans are," said Don Conley, a small business owner from Tennessee. "It's kind of hard to make a decision when you don't know what the other party platform is going to be." The presidential debate Tuesday will afford Harris an opportunity to retire her platitudes and provide America with a basic idea how she might run the free world.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
REZOLF is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EZOLF installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EZOLF?
Go to EZOLF.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EZOLF.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EZOLF LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Developments in domestic politics, none of which look positive for Kamala Harris. Nation's largest police union endorses Trump. Zero hedge. Former President Trump gained the endorsement of the National Fraternal Order of Police, America's biggest and oldest union, on September 6. During his time in the White House, we held a partner and a leader. Today, Mr. President, we stand with you. Pop President Patrick Ho said at the group's meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, "We have your back, and we're committed to work tirelessly for your election." Good for them. Meanwhile, media claims the RFK Jr. endorsement means nothing. Yeah, right. Well, it seems the media trolls are at it again, downplaying the significance of RFK Jr.'s endorsement of Trump. It's almost as if they haven't learned anything from 2016, when Trump shocked the political world and proved them all wrong. But here we are with the same smug commentators insisting RFK Jr.'s support for Trump won't move the needle. Sounds a lot like deja vu, doesn't it? The media, in its infinite wisdom, warns that while Kennedy's endorsement might help Trump in swing states, the cost should be too high if it means bringing Kennedy into a second Trump administration. Their advice? Trump should just thank RFK Jr., make no promises, and steer clear of any joint appearances. to avoid being associated with Kennedy's so-called fringe views. Well, wasn't that helpful? Apparently, the media think they can dictate Trump's strategy better than he can himself. How absurd, as I've observed. RFK Jr.'s endorsement strengthened Trump at one of his greatest vulnerabilities, related to Big Pharma, the vax, and all that, where he is such an expert. It's the opposite. You know, it helps him in swing state. It helps us solidify his support in one of the crucial ways in which Trump would be most vulnerable. Meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat and prominent attorney, leaves the Democrat Party. Renowned attorney and Harvard Law professor Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat, has announced his departure from the Democrat Party. Dershowitz, who has been a prominent figure in legal and political circles for decades, cited growing dissatisfaction with the party's direction as a key reason for his decision. He has been increasingly critical of what he perceives as a shift toward the far left, particularly in regard to free speech, due process, and issues surrounding Israel. Dershowitz states the party's current trajectory no longer aligned with his values and principles. I commend you for that, Alan Dershowitz. Meanwhile, we have another report about the Times poll, this time from Newsmax. The first major poll after VP Harris' lone sit-down interview has shown a reversion back toward Mr. Trump. As Donald Trump leads the New York Times Siena College poll going into Tuesday's lone debate, Trump leads nationally among likely voters just 1 point, 48 of 47 within the margin of error, but even the Times noted his support remains remarkably resilient despite positive media buzz after Harris taking the Democrat crown from President Biden in the Democrat National Convention. Notably, Democrats historically have an edge in supporting national polls, as was this, due to the large strangleholds on registered voters in the largest blue states of California and New York that do not impact the Electoral College, but can skew the popular vote in the national poll. Whatever the explanation, the Times-Siena poll would be one of the first opportunities to pick up a reversion back toward Trump, said the poll analyst, which is exactly what it shows. Meanwhile, Trump's sentencing has been delayed until September 18th. It's all over. The election interference lawfare case against President Trump came sputtering to a halt Friday. All the efforts that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Department of Justice, and the Democrat Party have utterly failed. Trump was supposed to be sentenced by Judge Mershon on September 18th. That was their last chance to throw him in prison before the election. Judge Mershon just announced he's delaying the sentencing until November 26th, well, after the election. Let me explain what's going on here. The Democrats are finally learning that each time they indict Trump, his popularity increases. They were fearful that if he were sentenced on the 18th of September, the support for Trump would go through the roof just before the election. They wanted to avoid that. Thus, they have had Judge Merchant, who is their stooge, delay his sentencing until November. In other words, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. Meanwhile, debate questions Kamala must be asked. Next week's debate, that this was published on the 8th, may well provide the singular opportunity to press Harris on key questions she must answer to prove herself worthy of the highest office in the land. Speaking of the interview with Dana Bash, Bash did not press on the most urgent issues, nor did she follow up when Harris either obfuscated or simply refused to answer as such. She still escaped scrutiny of any real interview, though she has applied for the most difficult and important job in the world. She never earned a single caucus or primary vote for president, whether in 2020 nor in 2022. given that she came out of the Democrat Party apparatus that dominates California. In point of fact, Harris has not faced serious scrutiny in her entire political career ever, ever. Here are the questions. What did you know about Joe Biden's cognitive issues, and were you always truthful with the American people about his condition? It has been reported that Biden was threatened with the use of the 25th Amendment as leverage to get him to drop out. Can you speak to this issue and defend why you belong on the ballot, even though no primary voters chose you? You have publicly boasted about Bidenomics, but Americans hate the economy. Can you describe Bidenomics and whether you still own it? President Trump did a highly confrontational town hall on CNN as a candidate this cycle. Will you do a similar town hall with someone like Laura Ingraham? Why do you affect accent in front of different audiences? What does it say about your authenticity on fracking? CNN states you never did change your own personal opinion in 2020, so can you explain when and why you did change to become pro-fracking? You repeatedly back race-based aberrations. Can you explain why Hispanic, Asian, and white Americans should pay their black neighbors for racial injustices committed before they were even born? Can you state whether or not your home state of California is a model for America? How can you assure the American people that millions of migrants who poured into America will not receive amnesty and citizenship? What would you say to the parents of Lake and Riley? Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal. You said you were the last person in the room that you're comfortable with a decision. Is that still the case? Housing affordability has never been worse in America by some metrics, and not since the 2006 housing bubble, according to Goldman Sachs. Why shouldn't Americans blame you for this crisis? That's a pretty good sampler of a dozen of the kinds of questions she needs to be asked. Meanwhile, Tucker is drawing bigger crowds than Kamala, and he's not even running for office. Tucker has launched a series of tour events that are happening across the country in the run-up to the 2024 election, giving speeches at each, being sponsored, being joined by special guests, including Alex Jones, Jesse Kelly, Glenn Beck, Russell Brand, Tulsi Gabbard, Kid Rock, Donald Trump Jr., and J.D. Vance. Part of Tucker's motivation for the tour is the fact that live events cannot be censored. Tucker also believes this election is America's last chance to remain a free nation before it finally succumbs to a communist dictatorship under Democrat Party rule. And he is correct about that. The first event was on September 4th in Phoenix. The truly amazing thing was Tucker drew an astonishingly large crowd, and he's not even running for office. Kamala can't even fill a modest high school gym without busing in paid supporters from out of state. Tucker has 15 additional tour dates just in September, each one with different special guests. Everyone is selling out already. He's doing a great job. Meanwhile, here's a report that a Harris victory in 2024 would make the U.S. a one-party state. The election of 2024 will be epic for the United States. It'll be as impactful on the course of the nation as the election of 1860 and the ensuing Civil War. This November's election will determine whether the U.S. remains a viable constitutional republic or becomes a one-party state. If V.B. Harris wins, the result will be the realization of President Obama's intent, voiced in his famous 2008 remark, to fundamentally transform the United States. Thus, the election is important for all Americans, particularly the voting public, to be aware that should Harris win, then 2024 is likely to be the last free, fair, and competitive election in the U.S. I would add, if she wins, it will show it was not a free, fair, and competitive election because it will have to have been rigged. If she does win, the U.S. by 2028 will be a one-party country with the Democrats in permanent control, as California, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Ohio are all at the state level today. Good peace. Meanwhile, James Murdoch is among the 88 business leaders to endorse Harris. What is going on here? Why would anyone in their right mind endorse her? James Murdoch, a son of Fox mogul Rupert Murdoch, was one of 88 corporate leaders who signed an open letter Friday endorsing Democrat nominee and VP Kamala Harris for president. The four-sentence letter was first shared with CNBC. Signers included Snapchair, Michael Layton, Yep Chief Jeremy Stoppelman, and interpreter Mark Cuban. With Kamala Harris in the White House, the business community can be confident that it will have a president who wants American industries to thrive, the letter stated. As a partner to President Biden, Vice President Harris has a strong record of advancing actions to spur business investment in the U.S. and ensure American businesses can compete and win in the global market. That's really ridiculous. None of that is true. Just ridiculous. Get this. New FEC filing reveals Kamala Harris paid Judge Merchant's daughter's political firm, a clear violation of the New York State Judicial Code of Conduct. Kamala's most recent FEC filing shows she paid Judge Juan Merchant's daughter's political firm for services. Merchant is a far-left conflicted judge who oversaw Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's Stormy Daniels hush money case against Trump. The judge's daughter, Lauren Merchant, is a far-left political operative who worked for the Biden-Harris campaign. Lauren Merchant, firm Authentic Campaigns Incorporated, has received tens of millions of dollars from Democrats who want to take down Trump. Gee, nothing to see there. Just move along. Meanwhile, food insecurity has surged under Biden-Harris. During the pandemic, now of 2020, food insecurity had already ticked up in the United States. Now, the inflation crisis under Biden-Harris has intensified the issue even more. It was especially families with children that suffered during COVID as school lunches disappeared, and they've been hardest hit again in 2022 and 2023. As Statistica's Katerina Bouchon reports, the USDA just published its latest report on the issue, showing that last year, almost 18% of households where children live were food insecure, up from 17.3% in 2022 and 12.5% in 2021. The negative effect of the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the infection crisis on food security, still stayed behind those of the Great Depression between 2008 and 2011. Another, Kirk, to Newsmax, bizarre how political the FBI has become. Former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kirk told Newsmax Friday, it's bizarre how politicized the FBI has become, and that the roots can be traced back to former Attorney General Bill Barr. Kerik joined Greg Kelly reports to talk about the FBI's mishandling of the Georgia teen who allegedly shot and killed four people earlier this week. Bill Barr and the present Attorney General today, Merrick Garland, these are guys who have been involved in things that it's pretty stunning to me, Kerik told host Joe Pinion. Bill Barr knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, he knew. He knew the laptop was legitimate. He knew it was actually Hunter Biden's. And let's go through the period where me, Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, you know, we were trying to get people to pay attention, Kerik added. He knew the laptop was real and did nothing about it, you know. The attorney general today oversees the FBI that planted evidence on Donald Trump that you know has tampered with witnesses. The core of the bureau, he added, its main staff, you know, I have enormous respect for them. But the upper echelon has become so political that it's kind of bizarre how political they've gotten. Kermit said it all connects to the school shooting that occurred at Apache High School in Barrow County, Georgia. And you know, you take instances like this. Why wasn't this kid monitored? Why wasn't he flying? Why weren't his parents' guns pulled? There's a bunch of stuff they're going to have to look at. Yes, it has become massively politicized. Meanwhile, we have a report that illegals are plotting the largest attack on the U.S. since 9/11.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hemp Paste by MyNutra. Why is hemp paste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp paste. Hemp paste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBA. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBA.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBA.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Remember, Klaus Schwab said there was going to be a series of chaotic events between then and the election. I believe one of those chaotic events was to be the assassination of Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Here's another illegal immigrant planning the greatest terror attack on the U.S. since 9/11.
News. The Justice Department says a planned terror attack in New York City has been thwarted. The suspect allegedly wanted to target Jewish people on October 7th, 1 year after the attack in Israel. The suspect was quoted by the FBI as saying, if we succeed with our plan, this would be the largest attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House with new reporting. Good evening, Nancy. It is chilling to read what this suspect was planning.
It really is, Nora. And it took the FBI working with Canadian law enforcement to identify and apprehend this suspect, who is now accused of plotting to carry out a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn, which authorities say he wanted to do just over a month from today. The suspect's name is Mohammed Shahzeb Khan. He is a 20-year-old Pakistani citizen who lived in Canada. He allegedly began posting on social media in support of ISIS last November and eventually, without his knowledge, began communicating with two undercover law enforcement officers. That's what.
Well, even if that attack has been thwarted, don't underestimate the prospect for it happening again. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris regime is seizing American farms who impose their Green New Deal. Very, very bad. Biden and Harris's unelected regime is seizing American farmland in five Midwestern states to impose a Green New Deal. A Democrat Party donor company has been granted a contract by the regime to build pipelines across the Midwest that'll capture carbon dioxide. Building these pipelines will provide absolutely no economic benefit to the American people. The Democrat donor company, however, will get filthy, stinking rich. Meanwhile, American farmers and ranchers are losing their land over. Remember, CO2 is indispensable to life. Is involved in the production of water and air, and it cools the earth in four or five different dimensions. Meanwhile, Candace Owens debated a Zionist troll. It's stunning how she dismembered him intellectually. She has declared, as long as I have a platform, I will use it to tell the truth and awaken the masses. She's doing a great job of it. Meanwhile, a fake work visa network ripped off millions of international students. Very bad. An investigation by the BBC found that a network of scam artists around the world have built students in the UK out of thousands of pounds. The students thought they were buying valid visas that would let them get jobs in Great Britain.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
guitar gently weeps. Look at the floor, and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps.
Well, second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls this night of September 2024. Please know, we have a problem with the call-in lines. We have only one working line. So if you stay patient, if you can handle it, we'll get you on, but you won't be standing by in the way you normally thought. We have the first caller, James from Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, General Fetzer. It looks to me, seriously, that, General, we must do the following. If the American people do not want to go out and fight foreign wars, we shall have to bring the foreign wars to the American people. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I'm afraid the foreign wars are going to be here before we know it, because...
Well, that's what I mean. They're reporting foreign wars.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis Aurora. I hear that's not, these Aurora guys are special forces or something. They're not, I mean, there's something going on, some kind of military op. Back to you.
Oh, is that right? Well, you've got a report I don't yet have, James. Fill me in. My last report from Aurora was they arrested the gang members and that they'd taken, be taken control of the complex. But you're telling me upon investigation or finding these are not simply ordinary gang members, but actually military?
I'm not, according to what I heard yesterday on some of the presentations. And I looked up Aurora, and Aurora is the home for Buckley Air Force Field. And so you got, and then they're saying, well, one percent are saying, well, the police have nothing to do with it. Well, yeah, because if it's a place where you've got such a large presence as Buckley Air Force, which is strategic, Colorado is a strategic area, well, that would mean that the commandant of that operation of that Air Force probably is like the mayor and the cops and everything else rolled into one for that town. So that how would you let a bunch of migrant idiots get weapons, take possession of a billet complex which could have Air Force people in it? You see, it's a contradiction. Back to you.
Yeah, no, James, I think you're making good points. And, of course, a massive number of illegals in here. I mean, when Klaus Schwab says there's going to be a series of chaotic events, I think there's going to be an uprising by the illegals that have been brought in by Biden-Harris. I mean, I think we're going to have our hands full, and it's going to happen very soon. He was saying before the election. Well, check it out. That's less than a month away. So I think we're in deep doo-doo, as Bush used to put it.
A civil conflict could well happen. And I, on hindsight, I see that 2016 was the last real election we had. 2020 was flipped, and I dare say 2024, and they're going to have that loony woman acting like she knows something, and she's going to say things like, yeah, I believe in fracking, but I'm going to shut down the oil business. Ha! See, we're going to have that kind of emperor, Nero, Caligula, something like that, right?
James, I don't think we've ever had a less qualified candidate for president. I mean, she's a total airhead. She doesn't have a functioning brain. I mean, it's just embarrassing that this woman is a candidate of a major party for the presidency of the United States. That's stunning.
Well, you know, I did a movie called Bedtime for Bonzo. And when I think about it, you know, Bonzo could have been president, too. So there's my recommendation for you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. We have just one line today. So, Julia, let me know who's up next. But everyone, welcome to call in. I mean, there's so much going on. I think what's most important to recognize about that New York Times poll is it was a national poll, and that Democrats historically always prevail in national polls because they have more Democrats, especially concentrated in big cities like Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. So they have an edge nationally. That's why they want to go to a popular vote and circumvent the Electoral College. That's why you have the dean of the Berkeley Law School, Erwin Chemerinsky, saying the Constitution's outdated, because Democrats want to lock in their control of our government. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, good day, Jim. You hear me? Good day, everybody. Yeah. Well, yeah, hey, Jim. Yeah, you're absolutely right what you just said. It's so true. But listen, speaking of that, look at Chicago over the weekend again. Another 30 shot. Every weekend, it's crazy over what's happening in Chicago and all these big cities with the black-on-black crime. But when it's a white guy doing something, it's all racist and all this. The whole thing's a giant cabal. And by the way, before I go where I really want to talk about, you heard what Maduro's been saying lately in Venezuela, correct, Jim?
Tell us.
Well, he's saying the Zionists control the whole world. He's saying the Jews control everything, and they're trying to take him out of power in Venezuela, and they offered him money and all that. And he's saying the Zionists controlling everything. So it's all over the Miami Herald that he's calling out the Jews, Maduro.
He is speaking the truth.
Oh, yeah, he's been saying for the last week that the Jews are trying to kill him, and the Jews run the world. They run the finances of the world. They run everything. You ought to hear what he's saying. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's enemy number one now with Maduro in Venezuela. But, yeah, Jim, the reason I did call your show is tomorrow we have the debate with this communist comrade Harris. Tomorrow's the debate. And I know Paul in New Jersey. Boy, if she gets in, you guys are looking at like $600 a month electric bills. I can't imagine what your natural gas bill will be for heating oil and all that. It'd be crazy up there for heating oil if that Kamala wins. I think all the people will move out of New Jersey. So, you know, that's going to be very interesting. We'll see how it's going to play out. We'll see. But, Jim, here's what I want to talk about.
If she's elected, it's going to be a catastrophe for the entire nation. There will be no exceptions.
No, absolutely not. But, Jim, what I really want to talk, there's two major things we got to talk about today. First off, look at this. You have this Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. You have this Jew bastard down here, Moskowitz. 198 Democrats, and I want everybody in RBN to hear this, and all. I hope nationwide they hear it. 198 of these communists voted against to have a bill that you have to be an American citizen to vote. 198 Democrats, five of them voted with the Republicans. So you had five of them actually had half a brain. 198 people on the Democratic Party, Jim, want these illegal aliens to vote in this election. They're going to try to steal this election on November 5th.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
They're going to try to steal it, and they're going to use these illegal aliens and these dirty Marxist Bolshevik communists and the Democrat Party, these demon rats like Kamala Harris and all these other corrupted criminals wanted. They won't even allow you to have a vote, to have a law, even though the Republicans did pass the bill. This kite, Chucky Schmucky Schumer, is going to hold it up. And they need to bring this to a CR. There'll be no funding in the government until you are an American citizen and you have the right to vote. Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question. Does a legal resident have the right to vote?
As a legal resident, you mean who is a non-citizen?
Does a legal resident have a right to vote?
You may know the answer. I presume they do not, but you tell me.
They do not, Jim. They do not have a right to vote. If you're a legal resident in the United States of America, you do not have the right to vote at any kind of official election of this country, of the United States of America. So why are these demon rats allowing illegal aliens like the ones in Aurora, Colorado, and Chicago, and New York to have a right to vote? They don't even speak the language. Nobody, none of these 146 countries where these people come from want to learn the language, basically. They figure Chinese want to keep their common culture, the Hispanics, the Middle Eastern Arabic peoples. They want to keep their own common language, basically. So why the hell Well, Dave, what kind of country are we going to have here in the next 2 years with this Kamala Harris win, Jim? We won't have any kind of country. We'll be in an all-out civil war, a revolution. No doubt about it. Now, Jim.
Yeah, Tom, she really is a communist. She wants the same outcome. This is in the name of equity. She wants everyone to have the same, regardless of their contribution, ability, achievement, merit. She's leveling the playing field in a way that is completely contradictory to capitalism, individual enterprise, freedom, and creativity. It's a disgrace. It's a suffocation of what America is all about.
Well, Speaker Mike Johnson right now should say right now to everybody in the House, I don't care what Democrat or independent Republican, a legal resident doesn't have the right to vote, and neither does an illegal alien have the right to vote. An illegal alien has one thing that it can do, is go back to their country of origin and try to make their country better. They don't need to come in here from all over the world. They're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs. Now, I'll go on to something else I really want to talk about. Go ahead.
Tom, I'm not going to stop you from going there. I just want to add, it's astonishing. You have Chuck Schumer opposing a requirement that only American citizens can vote in American elections. I mean, that's astounding. Chuck Schumer is indicting himself as a traitor, as someone who violates a constitution, who does not believe in American government. He deserved to be run out of town on a rail.
He definitely does. He deserves worse than that, Jim. I have to say worse than that. A lot of them, not just Schumer, a bunch of them. But Jim, look at you think Chucky Schmucky Schumer would allow the state of Israel to be flooded with 20 million Arabs and from the river to the sea? Let's let the Palestinians and Iranians meet up in the middle. You think the Jews in Israel, do you think they would allow that? Would they allow 10 million non-citizens to vote in their Israeli elections? Would they? Chucky Schumer?
Of course.
Dirty
not.
Sanders?
Yeah, yeah.
You
make a nice point, Tom. Schmucks. You make a nice point.
Yeah, they're a bunch of putzes. But Jim, here's the main thing I wanted to talk to you about now. Have you heard about this guy named Mark Lichtstein? Lichtstein, I believe his name is. He's predicted all the elections of the last 10 elections.
No, tell me.
He's the guy that's out there. He's a Jew, and he's the one that's saying, well, there's 13 keys to win the election. And Camilla's holding the key. She don't even know what a freaking lock is to put the key in the door. This dirty schmuck. And you know what, Jim, I found out about this guy? He's a Kabbalist. You got to remember, Jim, who is running our government. They are Kabbalists. That's who's got the power, the dark angels, the ones that are into witchcraft or Kabbalism. They are running the United States of America's government right now.
Tom, remember, if he's predicting elections successfully, then he knows they're rigged. So, you know, if he could call 2020 when Trump got over 100 million votes and Biden about 37, if he called that for Biden, that means he knows it's rigged. You're telling me he's calling it for Harris?
Absolutely, Jim. You read everything. You read my mind. You're absolutely right. He's calling it for Harris. He says he's holding all the keys to the kingdom. And this Jew, he's a Kabbalist. You can look it up. His name is Mark Lichtstein. He's a real kite. And this guy's got, he's basically telling you the dark angels are running the United States of America. Jim?
Tom, to hell with him. To hell with him and the horse he rode in. To hell with him and the horse he rode in on.
But you know, Jim, I got to tell you one thing this Jew boy ain't saying. He ain't saying this. And I hope Sammy and all of them are listening. Sammy, I hope we still have that bet. I want to take that bet up. Another 5-5, 500 for the Senate and 500 for Donald Trump beating Kamala Harris. And you got Lichtstein on your side. But I'll tell you this, Jim. I'll tell you this. One thing this schmuck hasn't said, I look at his thing on YouTube. He ain't talking about immigration. He thinks that's like not a big deal. And to me, that's the biggest issue that every American better face. And this guy says, well, he won't touch that third rail with Kamala Harris with immigration, Jim. And that's where Kamala Harris is going to lose. And the economy, of course. But if you think people are happy about all these illegals coming in here, that Lichtstein doesn't even want to go there, that schmuck.
There's no reasonable world in which a Kamala Harris could possibly win. Continue, Tom.
Yeah, she is. You got that right when you said Kamala. Her name is Kamala Harris. Kamala. Kamala Kamala, whatever you want to call it. She's with a cabal, all right?
And then
she got this schmuck over there saying how she's going to win the election. Yeah. No, I don't believe so. I believe Donald Trump, the latest poll I just saw, he's winning. He is winning, Donald Trump, and he's going to win this election.
Of course he's winning. He's even taken the lead. He's even, Tom, this latest New York Times poll shows he's even taken the lead nationally. That's virtually unheard of.
They just had a poll in Florida right now. He's up 14 points in Florida. If the election was held right now, Donald Trump would win the state of Florida by 14 points, which would equal around 700,000 votes.
That's going to be true pretty much all over the country, Tom. Nobody gives a damn about Kamala. She's a mediocrity. In fact, that's an insult to mediocrities. She's an utterly inadequate, incompetent, nothing, piece of nothing. She should never be in any position of responsibility in America anywhere.
Absolutely. And I believe the biggest mistake Donald Trump made in 2016 was picking that Mike Pence, that wussy, that chicken hawk.
Tom, Tom, we only got one line. I want you to give me a final thought. Final thought.
Well, my final thought is that Mike Pence allowed Kamala Harris to keep saying, excuse me, when they had the one debate. I want to see the debate between J.D. Vance and this guy, Tampon Tim. And I guarantee you, J.D. Vance will do right to the floor of this.
Tom, I agree. Thanks for your call. Very, very appropriate. Very, very timely, Tom. Thank you. Julie, who we got next? Listen, the situation is just unbelievable in terms of politics right here in the U.S. Tom was covering quite a few bases. Mind you, though, we only have one line open. Keep calling, Julie. I'll bring you in. We're getting very close to the break. But if someone is there, I'll be happy to carry him over. Remember, all this astounding stuff going on right here in the USA. Oh, here's one I missed. Rainey Center. A third of Muslims are backing Trump. Listen to this. Former President Donald Trump's approval among Muslim voters has risen since the 2020 election, according to a new poll by the Rainey Center, gaining him favor with nearly a third of the community. The survey, as exclusively reported by the New York Post and conducted August 23rd to 29th, shows that 30% of Muslim voters would back Trump if the election were held today, an increase from the 23% he received in 2020. Conversely, the poll found that VP Harris would receive 62% of the Muslim vote, the remaining divided among third-party candidates. The survey sampled 600 Muslim respondents, 49 of whom were registered Democrats, 28 of whom were independents, 18% of whom were Republicans. Among their top concerns, Muslim voters cited the economy, crime, foreign policy, including the Israel-Hamas war. Despite Trump's increased support, a majority respondent still aligned more closely with the Democrat Party on most issues. Yes. So, listen. Call in. Don't be reluctant. Don't be shy. There's so much going on here. What's happening? And as I repeat, this Judge Marsham.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Our one line working today is JP from Chicago. JP, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. I just got done doing review on your Untold History channel with Ron Partizan, and it was really good. You guys really broke down a lot of the information in Ohio. Are you going to be doing another 9/11 show coming up?
I just did one this morning on Revolution Radio. It'll be up later this afternoon, but it was covering the same material. I really like the guy. I thought we hit it off wonderfully, and I thought he asked excellent questions.
Oh, and I'd have to agree with them on the... Now, there's some new footage. I sent you an email of new footage that came out from some Japanese people that were showing film that wasn't confiscated by the feds. And there's videos of the actual plane. So when he showed that plane with the explosion, you know, it confirms stuff I heard, that there were drones being used and they were remote-controlled demolitions. And they had a tube underneath the plane. And when the plane hit, it showed explosions. So I don't know. I don't want to contradict you on the, illusion thing.
You're welcome to have your opinion. But no, it wasn't. They couldn't use remote control drones. Yeah, they use a hologram. Holograms both in North Tower and the South, JB. It wasn't physically possible, even with explosive charge. It wasn't possible for real planes to have entered. And had them be real planes, there would have been all this debris beneath the facades. It would have been body seats, luggage, or whatever in the plane, tail, wings. None of that was there, meaning it wasn't real planes. It cannot have been, because the facts that would have happened invariably had they been real planes were absent, hence not real planes.
True. And there's some guys out there, like you had another interview with the fellow that was pushing the drone issue. So I don't want to argue there, but we do agree that there was planned demolitions, that it went down at free fall, and there was a lot of debris that just disappeared. Vanished.
Well, it was because they were using mini nukes on the North and the South Tower, and they turned the buildings into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust, which, by the way, is a signature of the use of nuclear devices. So we had the U.S. Geological Survey study 35 samples from lower Manhattan, and they found a whole host of elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. So then we have the epidemiological data from the pattern of maladies, medical maladies, multiple myeloma, leukemia, esophageal, pancreatic cancer. Very similar, JB, to what happened following Chernobyl.
And all those firemen, like that movie, I watched that again, the World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage. You know, believe it or not, I looked at the title credits. Oliver Stone made that movie. He also made JFK. Yeah. So there's a lot of hints in that movie.
But JFK was magisterial and had, you know, powerful indictment of Lyndon Johnson, the Texas oilman, the CIA, the military. I mean, it was a masterpiece. It would have been the best picture of the year, but for Jack Vellante, who had been an aide to Lyndon, who actually married one of his secretaries. Lyndon had impregnated. He had the practice of having sex with his secretaries in the Oval Office. Lady Bird walked into him on one occasion, and he gave strict instructions whenever the First Lady left the private rooms that he should be notified. But Jack Vellante worked against it, and instead they enshrined the silence of the lambs about a sadistic cannibal as the best picture when it was JFK. Now, World Trade Center, in my opinion, was not a significant film in any measure. I mean, it was trivial about the events. It didn't expose anything.
No, he couldn't do that because it was classified. But the thing is, he did give out some hints. Like, for example, after listening to your show with Ron Partijan, there was jammers. There was jammers so that the firemen couldn't communicate. Well, that was shown in the movie. They were sending out messages, and they couldn't talk, and they were talking, and nobody responded. Now, that was a little hint. So Oliver Stone drops these little secret, Easter eggs?
Those are good catches, JP. Tell me more. Yeah, tell me more.
Also, when you look at the guys in, because this is based on their lives and their families, but there were three explosions. There was World Trade 1, World Trade 2, and then Tower 7. And they were there, and they displayed each one of those. And these guys were underneath experiencing those events one after another. And it was later, I think it was 7 hours later, that World Trade 7 came down.
Right.
But the firemen were blocked off. They were all blocked off by their chiefs and the people at the top. The only guys that got in there were Marines. These were Marine recon guys. They were like, F it, I'm going in there. And these are the guys that discovers those two. So those are some true stories that shows you the cover-up, how they had jamming their signals, how they were the chiefs at the top were blocking fried guys from going in, and because they knew probably there was radiation in there. It's probably
JP, hang on. I'm going to carry you over the break. Stand by. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Well, JP, give me a few more thoughts, and because we only have one line, I don't even know who else may be calling. Go ahead, JP, give us some more thoughts.
I tried a couple times, and it sucks having one line. You should give out your other number if you want. Real quick, you also mentioned Ted P and your economics guy together with the Secret Service fellow. That was a good interview. And you talked earlier about the BRICS, Turkey joining the BRICS. Now, that goes in line with Saudi Arabia getting rid of the petrodollar. I think it was June this year. They dumped the petrodollar.
Yeah.
And then you got Turkey joining the BRICS. So it's a sinking ship, and a lot of people are jumping off of the Federal Reserve dollar, and that's where the BIS comes in. Now, Ted's a very intelligent guy, and I could back up. A lot of things he said were things I was briefed on. Major Dane was big on silver. He was big on silver because a lot of the military-industrial complex uses silver. I don't know, there's like 1,000 ounces per cruise missile. They use it in the satellites. They use it in electronics and computers. And Ted was talking about how silver comes out. It comes out like a funnel. It spews right out of the ground, and they've gotten most of the silver out. So what we have is a huge industrial base that's using it, and we got all this fiat currency that is about to collapse. And if the BRICS does become dominant, silver, gold, and oil is what they're backing. Silver, gold, and oil. And those will be the dominant. I think silver is going to go up to a couple hundred dollars an ounce if that ever happens. So, you know, politics aside, if America and the Federal Reserve does collapse, we're going to have a huge spike in silver. And I was briefed on that 10 years ago. It just hasn't happened yet. Yeah. I've been holding on to silver. Yeah. I've been silver stacker for a while, but it's still so low, I don't want to sell it until it gets in the triple digits. And
no, I don't think you want to sell it. Right, absolutely. You're right, JP. Listen, a good call. As I say, we got this oddity with only one line. I thank you, JP, very much. And I'm glad you got on today.
You've been hitting it out of the park. You've been hitting it out of the park, Jim, and God bless you for what you're doing. Good show. Oh,
thanks, JP. That's very nice. Much appreciated. Keep on calling out there. Julie, I'll handle you and get you on as soon as she can. Meanwhile, you know, the fact that the America has changed its nuclear war plan is causing a lot of distress among those who are paying attention, because it used to be that the U.S. and Russia both had no first use of nukes policies. But now it turns out that the U.S. has abandoned that. And as a consequence, Russia has to abandon it. And now you got to worry about the one fearing the other is going to have a first strike and having to take a preemptive strike. We do have James from North Carolina. James, join the conversation.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Fetzer. How are you doing?
Good. Glad to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to self-appoint myself as your long-range crisis forecaster. I know the current buzz is all about you know, the upcoming debate and you know, who's ahead in the polls. But what I wanted to talk about is something that I talked about with you a few months back.
Yes.
And I want to update on the inevitable energy crunch. Let me tell you, obviously, I don't need to inform anyone, our whole economy, our whole civilization runs on petroleum right now.
Yes.
There's a few other minor energy inputs, but petroleum is the basis. And the amount of energy available in a standard 42-gallon barrel of oil is right at 5.8 million BTUs, which equates out to about 6.1 gigajoules. Now, that will vary somewhat. The Brent light crude oil will have a little bit more energy, and other lesser quality crudes will have less energy. But it runs about 5.8 million BTUs. If you go back about 40 years ago, we were expending approximately 2.5 megajoules of energy to obtain each barrel of oil. Today, we're expending almost 10 megajoules of energy to obtain a barrel of oil, to get a barrel of oil out of the ground. And that expenditure is rising at a phenomenal rate.
Now, James, let me ask, how is this related to shutting down the XL pipeline and, you know, cutting off drilling or fracking as the Democrats have done? I mean, wouldn't the restoration of the XL pipeline and fracking and so forth change the equation here?
Well,
I mean, given that oil is naturally produced by Earth, it ought to be easy to harvest and not run a massive energy to get it out of the ground. I mean, That BP disaster in the Gulf of Mexico is because they tapped into the natural production of oil by Earth, and they didn't anticipate. So I couldn't cope with it. Go ahead, James.
Well, you're basing something, you're basing this concept of the natural oil production as something that has not yet been proven, that new oil is being produced. Now, I can tell you what's going on is when a well drops down to very minimal production as it continues to extract oil, if it cannot pay its own way, then they simply shut the well down. It's called a stripper well when it reaches that point. Now, what happened is that happened when oil price dropped significantly back during the 1980s and into the 90s. But then when it zoomed back up, when the price of oil rapidly climbed, many of those stripper wells were brought back in, and they were producing more than they were producing when they were shut down. But that's simply because the oil has flowed into through the pores in the oil-producing strata, and they're claiming that the new oil is being produced. Now, there's no way of proving that new oil is being produced. Even if it is being produced, it's taking a greater and greater amount of energy to get it out of the ground because we're having to go farther away and deeper into the Earth's crust to get it. That's my point.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Go right ahead. Yeah, James, you're obviously very knowledgeable about this. Go right ahead.
Well, even if we assume that new oil is being produced in the Earth's crust, the fact that it's taking more than three times the amount of energy that it took 40 years ago to get each barrel of oil to the surface, plus the energy that it takes to get that barrel of oil to the refinery, plus the energy it takes to refine that oil, plus the energy it takes to truck it to the consumer, to the gas station, to the other areas where it's, to the chemical companies that use it as a raw material for plastics and all of that. And that's not even counted. So that could well be double the energy expenditure that we're putting in just to get the oil out of the ground. Now, once we reach that point where it takes as much energy to get a barrel of oil out of the ground as you can get out of a barrel of oil, that's the end of the ball game. That oil will not be produced at any price. And then the ball game we're talking about is civilization. So that's that's pretty much my conclusion.
And you're saying, if I were mistaken, which would make about oil being naturally produced by Earth, which you're disputing, then you're saying we're headed for a disaster because we're running out of oil that can be produced effectively, efficiently, and economically, which is going to spell disaster because civilization runs on oil. That's the argument, right, James? And what's your projection time frame here?
We're not going to make it to the middle of this century.
We're not going to make it to the middle of the 2050.
No,
James, good.
I'm glad you
kicked that out there. That's something for us all to ponder. I much appreciate it. Do you have a final thought you'd like to add here, round things out?
Well, when we discussed this previously a few months back, I talked about the possibility of phasing into a mixed energy economy where we can produce ethanol on a local basis at an enormous savings over what we're expending to produce petroleum products. Ethanol, it could in fact be a huge boost to local economies all across this country. Ethanol is an incredibly efficient motor fuel. Indianapolis race cars, Formula One race cars use 98% ethanol fuel. The other 2% is... Oh, yeah,
James,
absolutely.
I was unaware of that. That's fascinating. What about the production of, you know, hydrogen automobiles are huge consumers, right? So have we got new hydrogen-based automobiles? Even I know there have been automobiles designed that run on water. What about those kinds of options?
Well, I'm waiting to see. I mean, I would love to see, like I say, I want to see a mixed energy economy if we can get into hydrogen and other types of fuels. I mean, that's great. But
what about nuclear? We don't want to ignore nuclear. What's your thoughts about nuclear?
Nuclear is another big problem that, first of all, the difficulty and the expense of obtaining nuclear fuel. It's probably gone up at an even faster rate than petroleum. I haven't looked at it carefully, but I know that the cost of obtaining, say, a kilogram of basic uranium ore is probably, I would estimate, probably 10 times what it was 50 years ago.
Wow. James, I really appreciate these. Yeah, these are excellent contributions and very concerning prospects for the future. I really appreciate the call. Excellent. Excellent, James.
Well, maybe we'll talk later and maybe things will start to turn around.
Yeah, well,
we're headed for a major, major collapse.
I want you to keep us posted, James. You are our expert and my forecaster. Thank you for the call. Meanwhile, thank you, James. Since we have the just one line, we'll see who pops up now. But bear in mind, Colonel McGregor was given that masterful survey of how things have developed and evolved with the U.S. versus BRICS, and I guarantee you, U.S. and the dollar are not going to survive BRICS. So James is telling us about the energy problem. I think the dollar problem is going to hit us even sooner, and that the consequences are going to be devastating. And we brought it all on ourselves. I thought the colonel was simply excellent, talking about how the United States had been so abusive of other countries, imposing forms of colonialism, giving them loans only if they'll adopt our policies, being in general, you know, controllers of the future of planet Earth. Bad. Miles in Maine. Miles, delighted to have you call in. Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to some of the callers there, and not to be contrary, but... you know, there was an old preacher out who worked for Atlantic Richfield named Lindsey Williams. About a quarter century ago, he was on every one of these stations talking about the oil and, you know, the information he had gleaned by being near these big producers and owners of these wells and things like that. And if you ask me... in my opinion, from the research I've seen, there's oil all over the place. I mean, it's funny how Donald Trump turned it all on. And now we're back to this this peak oil scam where we just don't have oil and the dinosaurs are, you know, degenerating quick enough. You know, and we're back to the blue corn chip, you know, green people BS, you know, and I don't buy it. I mean, I just don't buy it. I don't know what the gentleman before is listening to, and I'm not trying to be controversial with him and his information because so much is flying around here. But, you know, guys like you, and there's people out here that have lived this, they've lived this history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
As I was implying to James, I actually believe oil is naturally produced by Earth in endless supply. And if I'm correct, correct, then we're not going to have the catastrophe he foretells on the assumption that it is produced by Earth is mistaken.
How do you?
I'm going to kill them if I can.
Are you holding me over?
I'm going to hold you over. There you go, Miles. Oh, really? Go right ahead.
Okay, so is every time every quarter century or so comes by that they think people forget, they forget there's also people that remember. And Lindsey Williams, he laid it right out there. And then here they come with this peak oil. Now, that was a quarter century ago. We were supposed to be out of oil in 5 years if we didn't have all this doom and gloom they wanted to produce for us.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it. You know, oil is still the cheapest. They got to truck it around more and all that. No, they don't. If they ever want to double, triple, quadruple their output, all they got to do, they haven't built a new refinery since 1976 in this country that I know of.
Yeah.
Now, Venezuela's got a couple. The newest refineries, oddly enough, are in Venezuela, and I forget the other country. But, you know, that's where it's at. If you recall, they had so much oil, they were having to turn the ships around because they couldn't refine the oil quick enough, and it was going to drop the prices. That's what I recall.
Yeah.
And on the silver issue, coincidentally, just this past, over this weekend or Labor Day weekend, I heard a guy who had a plausible account of this with silver going on. And his contention was that they're intentionally holding the silver prices down because they have so much out there that they could mine and they don't mine, that they're doing like they used to do in Texas where the railroad commission had the control of the oil wells.
Yeah.
And so they said that since they could, it's actually a precious commodity that they have cited. And so they're only releasing it and mining it as they see fit. And that's what's keeping these prices, you know, where they're at.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they could go and mine, you know, multiple times what they have in silver right now. But, you know, who's to say what's going on? I mean, and who's to say what the precious commodities are? Who decides them, you know? I mean, right now I'm looking at, if I was to look, I'd have to say food and energy.
Yeah.
And then on the last thing, I wanted to get your comment, and I didn't know because the show kind of broke up a little bit in the beginning, but I thought it was another oddity of Bill Gates. If you saw this, he said, well, if we don't have a major World War III, so to speak, then we're going to have a pandemic. So,
yes,
I don't know. Did you hear that?
No, I hadn't, but he's such a POS. I cannot believe that guy deserves to be indicted, right. So, tried, and executed. He's one of the monsters. He, Klaus Schwab, and Anthony Fauci, and some of these other miscreants. It's disgusting, Miles.
Right.
Yeah.
When you hear him say that, how can you not connect the dots on what's going on? I mean, when he comes right out and says, well, if we can't kill you this way, then we're going to have to kill you this way. But either way, we're going to get down to our 500 million around the world. You know, the number that they want for, you know, utopia or whatever they're aiming for.
Yeah, that's right. The Jewish supremacists and their slaves, 2,800 apiece. It's just outrageous, Miles.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, when do we get some people that are going to do something about this? And you know, again, I think this is where they worry about Trump because he's the wild card.
Yeah.
You know, he comes back in, he turns on the colonial pipeline and all this other stuff, and they're back to zero because, you know, when Trump left, gas was like 164 and going down, and we were actually exporting petroleum.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be interesting, and let's hope this election just turns out great. Everybody get out there, yeah, and like Mike Rivero used to say, you know, make them act like dictators. Let them expose themselves. And with that, have a good show, and thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful call, Miles. Much, much appreciated. Yeah. I think the situation can be so dramatic that Harris is going to have so little support that stealing the election would just be a colossal embarrassment. No one would believe it. Everyone would understand that we've had one election stolen after another. Standing by for our next caller, be prepared for the debate tomorrow night. I won't be surprised if Kamala falls flat on her face. On the other hand, I won't be surprised either if they have her wired electronically and they're telling her everything she should say. What I think is most likely is Trump's going to ask questions she can't answer. In the past, of course, the Democrat candidates have been given the questions in advance. It will not surprise me if Kamala has been given the questions in advance, which is where Trump has to, you know, be innovative and raise questions that she has to answer but cannot answer that are colossally embarrassing. I mean, this woman has infinite capacity to fall flat on her face. She has nothing to offer the world intellectually, politically, morally. She's a disgrace in every possible way. So let's just hope against hope that things play out the way they should. I think Paul Greg Roberts has suggested the same as I'm suggesting here. If the vote for Trump is so massive and overwhelming as it's shaping up, it may simply be impossible to steal it, notwithstanding their best efforts. And mind you, that's even including mining voting from abroad by making up a whole bunch of imaginary, fictional, non-existent Americans living abroad. I reported earlier, don't overlook it. They're talking about 9 million voters of Americans from abroad when they're only like 4.4 million Americans abroad. But the Democrats will cheat every way they can cheat. They are liars, phonies, frauds, criminals, communists, destroying America. I can't believe it. And you even have Chuck Schumer opposing a bill that would require only citizens voting in national election. What could be more obvious that a vote in an election in America, you have to be a citizen of America. So there's Schumer throwing away our most precious right, our legacy, the right to vote and have it count. Thanks to all the callers today. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Julie.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, good work under difficult circumstances.
Yeah, it's been a tough one. All right, thank you, Jim.
Take care.